RadioMD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Let's talk about the predictability of cataract surgery and can you really get what you want, or can your loved ones really get what they want? Well, I thought I'd talk to one of the country's experts, Dr. Ravi Patel, who is talented in so many ways and bridges the gap between the cornea, the retina, the back of the eye. And when new things come on the frontier of ophthalmology, he's right there with them. So I'm so delighted to have you back with us, Dr. Patel. And I thought I'd ask you a few questions.
Thank you for having me.
So, for instance, somebody wants cataract surgery and they have a funny refractive error. How close can you get, usually and predictably, to giving them vision that they think is going to be what they were expecting?
Yeah, that has come a long ways, especially in the past 10 years with newer technology. We're really able to hone in on exactly what the patient's visual needs are, both with and without glasses, and then use the latest technology that we have to deliver those outcomes. And I will say, from when I had first started in training about 10 years ago till now, the progress we've made is we were about hitting the target 75% of the time 10 years ago, and now we're hitting the target about 90% of the time. And the beauty is, for most people, we can even fine-tune or enhance that number by offering them laser vision correction to give them, if you will, a touch-up at the end of cataract surgery.
Well, not only that is, you know, 90% is what you would expect because you expect perfection every time. But if you're within, let's say, a one diopter, that's a unit of vision, one diopter, what percentage of patients end up within one diopter of exactly what you wanted?
For most normal healthy eyes, about 99%+ of patients will end up within one diopter. And that is truly remarkable. Considering how far we've come in just a short period of time with vision enhancement from cataract surgery.
And what did people tell you, like the first day after cataract surgery, about what they have now seen in their vision after surgery?
I think the most frequent yet shocking symptom that patients come up with is that the vision is brighter and that the colors that are on their walls, colors that they once thought were an almond or a beige, are actually bright white. Patients come in stating that they can now see dust in their homes that they could never see before. And on a positive front, they get to see the faces of their children and their grandchildren in high definition, like they kind of really never got the opportunity to see.
But they also get depressed when they look in a mirror and see their own wrinkles.
That is oh so common and oh so true, the complaint of the bags under my eyes. I never knew that I had them before.
You use the term about high definition, and I think that that is the real descriptor that tells you the difference between a regular TV and a high-def TV is how their vision has changed, and that even if they have a normal non-cataractous other eye, this is now the preferable eye, right?
Absolutely. You know, as the crystalline lens inside of the eye starts to age, we see it as a cataract only when you or I, examining their eyes at the microscope, can see it yellowing. But there's ultrastructural changes that happen to the lens that starts to distort the vision way before that ever happens. So even in early cataract formation or a patient that gets a traumatic cataract, for example, from an accident or an injury at a younger age where it only affects one eye, even they notice that, hey, you know what? The other eye really isn't as clear or as crisp as the operated eye is at this point.
How has the femtosecond laser changed the way you do surgery and how often do you need to use it?
So the femtosecond laser is one of the latest innovation in terms of technology for how we do cataract surgery. The laser takes away some of the steps that were once done manually and puts them in the hands of a laser. So it enhances the accuracy and the precision of incisions as well as breaking apart the cataract that we didn't have before. Is it truly something that's necessary on every case? The answer is no. It's still a newer technology in the way that we do cataract surgery, but there's most certainly patients that are great candidates for femtosecond laser cataract surgery. Those that have a little bit more advanced cataracts, those that have astigmatism that we can treat at the time of cataract surgery, those with other eye diseases like corneal disease, glaucoma, retinal disease, where we want to take every possible step to enhance the safety and accuracy of the procedure as possible, I think it really becomes a great tool in our armamentarium. But like any other tool that we have out there, it's not a one-size-fits-all sort of a tool. We really have to be selective as to which patients we offer this technology to, carefully weighing the risks and the benefits of all new technology.
Well, you know, it also reduces risk in certain people. And so, as you said, it reduces the sound time of the phaco emulsification, which becomes a real bonus.
Absolutely.
I had Steve Charles on a previous podcast and asked him, will we ever have robotic eye surgery? And he said, definitely not. He said, not the conventional way, because the eye can move and the cases are so short. And he said, furthermore, the closest we have to robotic eye surgery is the femtosecond laser. That lasers do the job that we direct them to do as if they had haptics, as if you had manual hands doing it, but you have the laser light doing it. So in a sense, you might also call this as a robotic addition to cataract surgery.
That's a great way of putting it. You know, like the Da Vinci robot in urological surgery and heart surgery has made such an impact in sort of taking away the manual elements of some of these cases, but it doesn't take the surgeon out of surgery. You still need someone that's going to program the laser, that's going to optimize the setting for your particular eye and your particular cataract. The beauty of using robots and lasers is that they do what we tell them to do, but someone still needs to tell them exactly what to do for them to function well. So there is a little bit of a learning curve when one starts doing laser-assisted cataract surgery, and it does take a little bit of proficiency to get to a point where you're comfortable offering it to more and more people. A laser can only see where light can go to. So for patients that have a small pupil that doesn't dilate well, a really scarred cornea, which is the front surface of the eye, the laser can only do so much.
Well, it can certainly do a lot. And the fact is, it doesn't take the surgeon out because you still have to feel. And a robot cannot feel. That's why you can't do these surgeries without paralytic general anesthesia. That's why it's not going to be applicable for the eye, other than using a laser, because you're using the laser directly and controlling how it affects the patient.
That's exactly right.
So what's the next step for cataract surgery? Avoiding cataracts altogether?
You know, that's interesting that we are really headed in that direction. There's newer and newer data that suggests supplementation with things like vitamin C and manganese can delay the progression of cataracts. Will we at some point have a medication we can inject into the eye or a supplement that we can give patients to reverse the cataract? Is there a way to restore the natural plasticity of the crystalline lens in the eye to reverse it from its stiffened state, which has all these insoluble proteins in it, to a more soluble protein state? The next frontier really is moving away from an operative procedure into a medical procedure.
And that, of course, would disappoint a great many ophthalmologists, but make optometrists extremely happy. At any rate, thank you so much, Robbie. That's the bottom line. That's why we're having this discussion. Thanks so much. Look forward to talking to you soon again. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening and becoming informed and knowing what are some of the best things for your eyes and what's available for you and your family. Thanks for seeing well and stay well.